Hello, and welcome to Security on the Street with SearchFinancialSecurity.com. I'm editor Sarah Hurley. This month's topic, risk management. This is the abridged 12-minute version. For an extended version of the podcast, you can download the 17-minute version. Joining me today is Forrester analyst Chris McLean. Chris contributes to Forrester's offering for the security and risk management professional, leading the company's coverage of enterprise governance, risk, and compliance. He's also a thought leader on the related issues of corporate social responsibility and sustainability. Thank you for joining us today, Chris.
Thank you, Sarah.
There's been quite a bit of upheaval within the financial industry over the last few weeks. So, Chris, to set the stage for the rest of our conversation, can you briefly explain what went wrong within the financial firms to lead to this crisis?
Well, that's, certainly a difficult question to answer in a lot of detail, and I certainly expect a lot of the details will be sort of coming out over the next several months. There's certainly ongoing investigations, and a lot of unraveling still has to happen to really understand what decisions happened and what decisions led to the sort of mess that we're in right now. I think overall, in general, you can say that I think one of two things happened. Either there was not a great amount of enterprise risk insight out there. The information either wasn't complete or not completely accurate, or there was good information out there and people made the decision to ignore that information because they were seeing pretty high profits, pretty high revenues, and again, made the decision not to take that risk management information to account.
So given the events at Société Générale and the recent bank failures, how has risk management been redefined over the short term?
Well, certainly when you have an industry-wide failure like this, something like risk management is going to certainly move very quickly up the chain of command. So it's a much, much hotter topic among corporate boards, corporate executives. Certainly the regulators are paying very close attention. And you can even see sort of widespread interest with the politicians and even individual consumers that are concerned about risk management, whereas before they haven't been. As far as how it's being redefined in the short term, companies are still trying to figure out, again, what went wrong and how they can fix things to make sure it doesn't happen again. You know, in the short term, certainly the rating agencies, the S&P and Moody's and Fitch and some of those companies are going to really have to sort of step in and help define better standards for evaluating risk management and ways to look at companies and their risk management practices better. Also, I think there's going to be a bigger focus on the interrelationship of risks. So when you look at risk management, you can see maybe three or four or five risks that maybe might not boil up into your list of top 10 risks. But when they all happen at the same time, it can create the type of crises that we've seen over the last year or so in the financial industry.
So, Chris, can you explain what the roles of the risk group versus the information security group in risk management are? Where's the connection between the two groups within financial firms?
Sure. Well, certainly the risk group within the company has a much broader perspective. So they have to look at risk of supply chain and business partners and legal and compliance risk and strategic risks. There's certainly, again, a lot broader perspective than, say, just information security, although the processes are going to be very similar. I think one of the biggest differences is that if you look at some of the financial risks, like a credit risk and market risk, it's a lot easier to see the positive side of risk. It's very clear to see from a, for example, credit risk, that you have to take a certain amount of risk in order to be successful, in order to show profits, for example. In operational risks, such as information security, it's a little bit tougher to see that connection, that risk is an important part of operating the business. So in information security, there tends to be a lot more focus on risk mitigation as opposed to risk management. So that's one of the biggest differences. The connection is, especially considering information security is a big part of operational risk, there are certainly a lot of overlaps between the efforts on, again, operational risk and information security. For example, the automated controls that are in information security, things like there's segregation of duties, access control, some of the more transactional security controls, anti-money laundering I would include there. There's certainly overlaps where information security can help mitigate some of the more corporate-wide operational risks. So I think that's where you're going to see most of the connection.
What are some of the biggest misconceptions about risk management?
Well, certainly a large misconception is of what the use of technology can really bring to risk management. So I think a lot of the software vendors out there, for example, you know, really push their point product as risk management. So, for example, some of the controls I mentioned, like access control or segregation of duties or application controls, there are, you know, a lot of different areas like that in some cases are called risk management. But really risk management is a lot broader process, a lot more of a life cycle approach where you have to have a risk taxonomy. You have to do a risk assessment and identify what risks are out there. You have to make decisions about whether or not to accept a risk or transfer it or mitigate it. So those, that whole decision process is all risk management. And then you get into the controls, you know, either automated controls or policies or monitoring controls, those types of things. So when you get to that point, I think that's when technology really has to come into play. Being able to, again, run risk assessments, have the workflow around documenting the risks and things like that, and then finally, as I mentioned earlier, getting into the security controls and the automated controls that can help facilitate that risk mitigation.
What are the challenges InfoSec pros at financial firms face when it comes to risk management?
One of the biggest that I've seen and that we've seen with our clients at Forrester is the ability for information risk professionals or information security professionals to interact with the business, especially with the business process owners, especially in cases where they have to run risk assessments. For example, if you're in information security or if you're in IT in general, you usually have a pretty good idea of what the risks are, what risks are out there. And in most cases, you understand the probabilities and likelihoods of those risks occurring. For example, an application being shut down or a laptop going missing, those type of risks. Whereas it's a lot more difficult in most cases for the IT professional or the security professional to understand what the business impact is. You know, what happens to the sales organization if that application is down for half a day? You know, what happens to the marketing department if the website is hacked or if customer names go missing? You know, those types of business impacts are usually tougher for the information security professionals to really get a handle on.
What types of regulation will we see down the road? And how should risk management professionals at financial services firms prepare for those changes?
It's still a little early to tell what types of regulations we will see, especially in reaction to the things that have happened over the last several months. The legislation so far that's been being pushed through Congress and being discussed, a lot of it focuses on things like a better corporate oversight, oversight for things like executive pay. There are some language around companies promising to help facilitate investigations for things like fraud and other sort of executive-level problems with governance. So those are the things that have been kind of passed around so far. I think there will also likely be discussion about regulations for elements of risk management like capital allocation, things like what you see in Basel II, as well as greater risk oversight, both from regulators and from the board. Again, those are the things that have been discussed so far. I can also see possibility of the rating agencies or some other group creating a standard for risk management, maybe not so much a regulation, but at least something that companies can agree on as a way to create a risk management process within their organization and then document that process. So those are the types of things that I've heard discussed and I've seen people start to consider. But as far as what types of regulation, it's still a little early to see how government's going to react to these.
Understandable. So aside from regulation, what other risk management trends and changes will we see in 2009?
Well, certainly an area that Forrester tracks very closely is the maturity of technologies to help with risk management. So again, you know, I want to reiterate that, you know, technology is not necessarily the initial solution. It's only a way to help facilitate better risk management. But we track a lot of different areas of technology that are really providing a lot of value for corporations trying to get a better handle on risk management. So I cover enterprise governance, risk, and compliance platforms very closely. So there are a lot of great improvements there on things, like I mentioned earlier, workflow, documentation, risk assessments, creating risk taxonomies, running risk simulations, Monte Carlo simulations, and those types of functions that can really help with risk management. Certainly a lot of the more automated controls, the automated application controls and transactional controls, those software vendors are doing a really good job sort of developing more sophisticated applications. So certainly the technology improvements is a major trend to watch. Another area that I research very closely is corporate social responsibility, you know, things like better social practices and environmental practices. And certainly we've seen the environment be a very sort of, you know, closely watched area for a lot of different industries. And I expect this to continue for a while, but also when you look at what the average consumer is looking for from a company, investor, what employees are looking for, what regulators and business partners are looking for, I think a lot of the shift is going to move from environmental practices more toward corporate governance and corporate risk management. So if you're an investor, if you're an employee, if you're looking for what type of organizations you want to associate with, which you want to do business with, you're going to be looking for companies that understand risk management, that understand corporate governance, you know, that understand that they know what to do to be a viable business over the next 5-10 years. You know, those are the companies you're going to want to associate with. You know, maybe not as much as looking for which ones take better care of the environment or which ones, you know, recycle paper, those types of things. So I see a shift there as another major trend to watch out for in the next year.
Chris, this has been a great discussion. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'd like to remind our listeners that you can visit searchfinancialsecurity.com at any time for more on risk management resources, including a video from our Financial Information Security Decisions Conference of Keith White, Vice President of Information Technology Risk at Credit Suisse, discussing lessons learned from Société Générale. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.